Now we can move on to some news items. What is known as the Sundown Festival was a success last weekend and took place at the showground. However, a second news item tells the follow-up story of the litter-picking job left as a result. Then a battery plant, an expanded sports centre and a missing owl all get a mention now. Festival goers were dressed to impress as they soaked up the sunshine in this year's Sundown Festival. The three-day-long event took place at the Norfolk Showground. This year's festival was headlined by electronic music duo Chase and Status. Saturday's headliner was North London rapper Tion Wayne, best known for his hits such as Body, Keisha and Becky, and IFTK feat LaRue. Also performing on Saturday was Escapism singer Ray, as well as Salado, Ben Hemsley and Near Archives. Drum and bass duo Hybrid Minds also took the main stage in the evening. Around 20,000 people attend each night of the Bass and Pop Music Festival every year.
A team of 50 litter pickers is currently at the Norfolk Showground, clearing the rubbish left behind after Sundown Festival at the weekend. In previous years, piles of rubbish have been left in the campsite, which we have been able to photograph from the perimeter. But in 2023, the area has been blocked from public view, so we are unable to say what has been discarded. However, pictures taken as people vacated the site at midday on Monday, September 4th, show some rubbish in the car park, including carrier bags and bottles. In recent years, the organisers have introduced incentives to help tackle the litter problem. This includes a litter bond scheme, where festival goers pay £5 extra when booking camping tickets, which they get back when they take a bag of rubbish to the drop-off point.
Plans for a massive battery site that will be used to store energy created by wind and solar farms has been given the green light. A facility covering 8.6 acres of land, roughly 4 football pitches, will be built just off the A140 on Hickling Lane in Swainsthorpe. The scheme, which has been approved by South Norfolk Council, is one of a number of green energy projects in the area, with other battery and solar plans being built. All the projects sit close to the nearby substation on Ipswich Road. The latest scheme, submitted by French energy giant EDF Energy, will house 176 battery cubes, which will be able to store 114 megawatt of energy produced by wind and solar farms at times of low demand, so that it can be fed into the national grid at times of high demand. Having more of our electricity generated renewably from home-ground sources will lead to lower bills and greater energy security.
A new sports centre planned for the outskirts of Norwich, which was due to see work begin this week, has seen plans approved to expand its site. The Jubilee Centre, built as part of the 350-home St Giles Park housing development in Cringleford, will now include a larger sports pavilion than first planned, and a groundsman's store. Developers had hoped to begin work on the site at the end of this month, after receiving planning approval in December last year. But plans have seen a short delay due to the planning process for the extension. Plans were swiftly approved by South Norfolk Council just a day after the application was submitted. The new complex will also include changing facilities and toilets to serve the new sports pitches being provided by Big Sky at St Giles Park. A multi-use hall on the western side of the estate will also include 2 badminton courts. An opening had originally been earmarked for the end of this year, but this has now been pushed back to April 2024. Alongside the pavilion will be a nursery school, which could take up to 30 children.
City wildlife experts are asking the question of what happened to Norwich's favourite Eurasian eagle owl, as Alfie sightings seem to have stopped. sightings of a very large Eurasian eagle owl started surfacing in the city centre in March 2022, with some folk even claiming to have been attacked by the massive bird. Shortly after, two more eagle owls escaped in Norwich, Luna and Buddy. It was thought that Luna left the city, and Buddy was subsequently caught by his owner near the old Coleman's factory. In November last year, Alfie was spotted multiple times a day in Great Yarmouth, and it was thought that he had gone on holiday. However, after weeks of sightings, they just stopped, leaving fans of the giant bird wondering what happened to him.
The opening hours of a city centre GP surgery are set to be slashed in a move linked to saving the walk-in centre. Earlier this year, health bosses considered closing the Norwich Walk-in Centre in Rouen Road as part of a shake-up of primary care in the city area. However, after the plan was met with dramatic public outcry, bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney made a U-turn and opted to keep the facility open. When the future of the walk-in centre was confirmed, it was touted that the medical practice would reduce its opening hours to 8 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Currently, it opens 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. 7 days a week, longer than most GP surgeries in the county. However, the new plans will see 2 days per week open half an hour longer and a 3-hour window on Saturdays, which is yet to be finalised. We now have a second feature for you, which is again read by regular feature reader Ian Robertson. Another regular for us is Derek James's nostalgia column in the Evening News. This week, he takes us into the role of Sheriff of Norwich and past holders of that office.